Hello again, dear. It's nice to see you. I apologize for being late. I had to run errands and then I needed to get groceries as you requested. Thank you for understanding. What brings us to the forest? I expected you to be home when I got back, but then all of a sudden I got a call from you telling me to come here. You wanted to walk together because it's a nice day? I see. It's very sweet of you. Thank you. Is there something you wanted to say? You have a surprise for me. If I may ask, would you please show it to me? You want to save it for later? See, that's okay. Why don't we get started on our walk together? You picked a very nice day to plan all of this. It's a cloudless afternoon and the sun's shining bright. It's a little hot, but then the occasional breeze passes by and it feels nice, wouldn't you agree? I thought so. You always love to go out on nice days like these. It's so peaceful here. I can hear the occasional chirping of birds and scurrying of small rodents. I can also hear the leaves crunching under our feet. But the sound I pay most attention to is yours. Your shallow breaths, the sniffles you make as we walk. And if I listen close enough, the sound of your heartbeat together with mine. Apologies if that sounds strange, but it's charming in a way. It tells me that you're with me, and us being here together, just the two of us, it's nice. Sometimes I get tired of the city. As soon as I wake up and go out, I am immediately hit by the sound of honking cars, multiple conversations, and sometimes it's just a lot. Of course, I have gotten used to it by now, but just taking some time off from the busy city is very nice. I'm glad you can agree with me. You want to tell me something? You love me? I know. Sometimes I feel like being reserved is a bad thing. Can I express to you just how much you truly mean to me, and it makes me upset. Sometimes I feel like you don't think I'm listening when I respond to your comments with silence, or you feel as if I simply don't like being around you whenever I do not respond. Do you know how much you mean to me, right? Thank you. It makes me happy knowing that, even if I'm not as expressive or as talkative as other people, you understand that and still stay with me. It makes me feel appreciated and wanted. It tells me that I'm not just a burden to you, but that I mean just as much to you as you do to me. I love you too. Oh, the surprise? I had forgotten. You hid it in the bushes. I see. So you had planted it for us to stumble upon. Okay, I will wait for you to get it. A picnic for the two of us? You are too adorable. Yes, I would love to sit down and eat with you. Let me help you set up. Here. You can rest on my lap as we eat. No, it's okay. You won't get my clothes dirty. And if you do, I can always just wash them when we get home. There you go. Are you settled? Good. Here's your food. All right. I should get my food too. I apologize. I just spaced out for a moment. This is quite tasty. Did you make this all by yourself? I see. Knowing that you went through all this trouble just to set this up for me, it fills me with a warm feeling. You want to tell me something? What is it? Oh, you want me to lean closer so you can tell me? Okay, our faces are very close. If you wanted to, you could... I see. You can tell me more later when we're done eating. How does that sound? Great.